Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Again, Paul used this word now. Use that word now. N-O-W at the beginning of verse number 12 to announce the beginning of a new discussion. The word if, Paul again presented the subjective to cause them to consider the comparison between Christ's resurrection and their own resurrection. That's what he's trying to do the next few verses. There was no doubt in their mind. They had no doubt that Christ had resurrected from the dead, because look in verse number 11, the preceding verse, when he says, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach. In other words, we preach the resurrection. Then he made this statement, and so ye believed. So the issue is not the belief of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They believed that. The issue was their resurrection, Uncle Joe's resurrection, Aunt Sally's resurrection, whoever. Many believed. They still doubted about their bodily resurrection. They believed Jesus rose from the dead, but what about us? What about others? Because they were, the problem was that some of them denied their resurrection and the resurrection of the dead. Now, these are believers. I had a problem with that. Perhaps because of their Greek background, one writer said this, perhaps their Greek background and influence, many viewed bodily dead as final and just said the spirit survived, some disembodied spirit. In other words, the Greeks would believe that when you're dead like Rover and dead all over. However, their spirit would remain somewhere in some disembodied spirit. As a matter of fact, I think they believe it's in. Danny, you were with the that religion over there in Thailand. Hinduism. Buddhism. Yeah, I knew it was Buddha. Don't they believe that spirits live on? They may be one of them religions. They live on in something else and all. Maybe Hinduism believes in maybe a cow or something. Anyway, so religions even today believe the body's dead, but the spirit lives, whether it's a cow or another person or something else, they're reincarnated, is what they would say. So perhaps some of the people in Corinth believe that. Others, because perhaps, y'all remember the Sadducees? The Sadducees, let me read this in Acts chapter number 23, verse number 8, Paul is speaking. And he talks about the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Acts 23, verse number 8, Paul says this. Well, let me go in verse number 7. For when he said so, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. In other words, the Pharisees did believe in the resurrection. However, the Sadducees we see in verse number 8, for the Sadducees say there is no resurrection, neither angel nor even the spirit is resurrected. But the Pharisees confess both. So the Pharisees say there's a resurrection of the body and of the spirit. And the Sadducees says, no, there's no resurrection either of the body or the spirit. And I love that play on words. That's why the Sadducees were called the Sadducees. Because if you believe in no resurrection, you got to be so sad. I mean, you know, that matter of fact, we read about that is our hope. The resurrection, and that Paul goes on, if there is no hope, we ought to be among most men pitied and miserable. So before we go any further, I want you to understand that the Corinthian believers were not doubting Christ's resurrection. They believed it. It was there, some of them, not all of them, some of them, well, they had a problem with their resurrection or relatives' resurrection. And then Paul is in verse number 13. He contrasted kind of like an argument there. I forget. The term would elude me. Okay, the benefit of a doubt. If you're right, that's why I use that word if. If you're right, then this is a result of you being right. It's what he says in the next few verses. Verse number 13. But if there be no resurrection. Okay, if you're right, and there is no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Boy, that's those people for a loop who don't believe in resurrection, but they believe in Christ's resurrection. So he hits it right from the start. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not resurrected. And notice Paul used that word if in verse number 12. He used it in verse number 14, 16, verse 17, and 19. He used that word if. He posed the discussion assuming that those who denied the resurrection were correct. He said, what if you're right? What if you are right? Now, Paul himself did not believe this, you understand, but he used it on say for them to think for themselves. By the way, we've gotten away from that. Their amen goes right there. People quit thinking for themselves, whether it's in the Bible study. I read something this past week about people's attention span, mostly teenagers and young kids, how they're on the phones all the time, all the time. And the messed up generation that we have, I had something that come across my here just this past week. Somebody shared it with me, that in our generation, we had Wonder Woman. This generation wonder if they are a woman. And I mean, it's playing words, but that's where we are. And they've lost that. They don't think for themselves anymore. Okay, so Paul is asking them to think about this. If you're right, well then, if A plus B is correct, then it must be C. That's the thought. He wanted to show them the error of their thinking. It cannot be right. The whole cornerstone and foundation of the belief of the resurrection is found in Christ's resurrection. And that's why he started with that phrase, that as there be no resurrection, then Christ isn't raised, because that's the whole foundation and the cornerstone of even our foundation. If Christ did not resurrect, then there is no resurrection. Because if God, Jesus Christ, who is God, very God in the flesh, if he could not come back to life, then neither can man. Are you following the thought? If Christ could not come back to life, who is God, very God, then neither can we. However, if you do believe that he rose from the dead, so will we. If you believe that Jesus Christ rose, so that's what he gets in that first verse, or verse number 13. Now look again, verse number 14. He used that word if. Okay, if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Again, Paul is saying that not just myself, he uses we, that our preaching is vain. He includes the apostles and others who preached of the resurrected Lord. Well, they might as well quit preaching. So what that word vain means is, then is our preaching vain? It's empty. It's worthless. If we preach that Christ is resurrected, not just me, but the apostles and everybody else who's preaching this, then it's worthless. And then he goes on a little bit farther. And your faith also is vain. Remember, he's now talking to believers who believe that Christ raised from the dead, but they don't believe that they would have a resurrected. He would say, well, not only is our preaching vain, your faith in Christ is also vain. And he's making them think now, because they do believe that Christ rose from the dead. He just said that previously in verse number 11. So you got them thinking. Not only is our preaching vain, it's worthless. Your faith, your belief in Christ, it's also vain. It's also worthless that you believe in nothing. Here's a little farther. Yea, we are found faultless witnesses of God because we testified of God. Have a note here. If he was not resurrected, then we are all a bunch of liars. Because Paul, remember earlier, Paul said, I seen him. 500 people, above 500 people, saw them with him with their own eyes. The apostles saw the resurrected Lord. This is their testimony. James, remember the brothers saw. Remember Cephas, that's the first one he mentioned. Cephas, Peter saw the resurrected Lord. Those women saw the resurrected Lord. And if he didn't rise from the dead, then we're all a bunch of liars. This is what he said. We are to be found false witnesses whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Not only is our preaching vain, not only is your faith vain, but we're a bunch of liars. Because if Christ be not raised, then the dead rise not.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.